Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who's been called the Obi-Wan Kenobi of small business.
Obi-Wan Kenobi. Now that's a name I've not heard in a long time.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. May the force be with you. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad you're part of our day. We try to have a little fun around here and also do some good things for small businesses. And we've got somebody here with us today that I think we're going to be able to learn a lot from. You know, ladies and gentlemen, you've heard me say many times before that there are many things that you and I can learn from our big business brothers and sisters out there in the marketplace, our big business cousins, and one of those companies, which is a bigger business than mine and yours, is Sage. And they're the folks who make Peachtree, they make ACT, the ACT contact management program, and a bunch of other programs, the Peachtree accounting system I should remind you about. Well, I've got someone from Sage with us right now. Doug Meyer is with us. Doug is the Chief Customer Officer at Sage, and he's here to talk to us about some things that they're doing at Sage that I think you and I can learn from. Doug Meyer, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Jim, and good morning. Thank you so much for having me.
It's good to have you here. You heard what I said. I just think that that small business owners sometimes have this idea that big businesses are too sophisticated. The things that you guys do are so sophisticated, they don't work in small businesses. Well, some things are. There's an awful lot about what you guys, what big companies do, we can learn from. Two of the classic ones, Doug, are marketing. The way you guys do marketing, you're a lot more professional at it than we are. The other thing is the way we manage people, the hiring and the managing and the employing of people. Big companies do a better job of that than small businesses. But there's something else that you're working on. This is one of the reasons why I wanted you to be on the show. I've learned about what you're working on with your company with regard to the customer experience. That's your job at Sage, isn't it, is to make sure your customers have the best experience. And I'd like for you to talk to my audience about what you're doing so they can learn from you.
Sure. Well, first, I guess just to kind of explain the role of Chief Customer Officer, probably about 30 or 40% of companies in North America today have such a role. It's relatively new. And it's a recognition by us and others that, you know what, really how you treat your customer, the experience you provide them, the memory that they take away is becoming more and more important, that as many products are becoming more similar, services are less differentiated, ultimately the experience you provide your customer is really what can make a difference. And for us, we recognize not only make a difference in terms of how customers feel about you, which is going to help in terms of them recommending your business, but fundamentally directly have an impact to the top line and bottom line. And, right. And one of the things that's about Sage, Jim, that perhaps is unique, yeah, we're a big company. We're about $2 billion, 13,000 employees. But all we do is serve small and mid-sized enterprises. Mm-hmm. So we have 6.2 million customers across the globe who are small businesses. And so we have an intense focus on that marketplace and feel like we have a reasonable understanding of some of the opportunities and challenges that they face in, you know, what remains a challenging economy.
Well, exactly. And I'm my hat's off to Sage for having a chief customer officer, because, you know, every small business should have one of those, Doug. I mean, somebody might say, well, that's me, I'm the owner, I'm the chief. Well, yeah, you think you are, but you might not be. I mean, somebody needs to be assigned, I think, in every small business, somebody needs to be assigned to make sure that customers are having a great experience.
Well, and it really starts with the basics, Jim, and this is some one of the places where companies can go wrong as they grow. That in order to have great customer experiences, first you got to satisfy the basics. You got to set the right expectations with customers. You got to consistently deliver against those expectations. So you got to get the little things right. And frankly, where we recognized we were falling down is we had some operational improvements, some business process reengineering that needed to occur, which is a fancy name, fancy way of saying we needed to become easier to do business with for our customers, which is a lot of process and operational work. There's a lot of work around culture. You got to have the right people who have the right attitude.
And you know, Doug, thank you for admitting that. Thank you for being honest about that. And the truth is, what Doug just told you, ladies and gentlemen, happens. Doug, I've seen it happen in small businesses.
Yeah,
I've seen the thing that you just described happen in a small business where, and believe it or not, small businesses made it difficult for customers to do business with them.
And unknowingly in many cases.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. No, they were shocked when they found out. But this is not a big business scenario. You guys don't own the franchise on that kind of thing.
Well, no, and we compounded it with 24 acquisitions over a 12-year period. and when you do that, you get lots of bits and pieces of things.
Right.
And we recognize that we really had to strategically re-engineer. But in a small business case, you know, usually, it's to your point, it's the owner. It's the CEO who is head of customer.
Right.
And that's how the business is built. They sell, they service, they have a strong orientation, they have passion and mm-hmm. love for what they do. And that's all terrific. And then they have some success.
And then they grow, and then they develop policies, and that's what gets in the way of you and your customers. Hold on to that thought. Doug Meyer is our guest, folks. He's the Chief Customer Officer at Sage. We're going to be right back, and we're going to talk about something called exceptional customer experience.
I woke up in a Soho store where a policeman
Welcome back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for staying with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Check it out when you get a chance. Lots of stuff that will help you there with your small business. And don't forget to take the poll question. Take the poll on the right side of the homepage. There's a question there about the economy this week. So check it out. Tell us what you think. The only three options. It won't take long to answer it. And you'll be able to see how the voting's going so far. When you click on that, it'll instantaneously show you how the voting's going so far. So check that out. And all the other things there, the show, the archives, the articles, my blog, my knowledge base, lots of stuff. No barrier to entry. If you can get there, we'll let you come in and hang out with us. Use our stuff. Thanks to our great corporate partners who help us make that available. Doug Meyer is with us, folks. Doug is the Chief Customer Officer. Do you have one of those? You should. The Chief Customer Officer at Sage. They're the folks who make, you know about Peachtree Accounting, right, Doug? That's one of the, when I first knew about you guys was when we started using Peachtree Accounting 20 years ago. And then, of course, your customer management software program. I've been using that for 10 or 12 years or so, something like that. Give us the website, Doug.
Sure. It's www.sage.com or sagenorthamerica.com. And really, we have a whole host of products for the mid-market, products like Mass90 and ACPAC. We have Abra HR, SalesLogic CRM, Timberline for construction.
We have lots of vertical products, don't you?
Lots of software for doctor's offices as
right,
well.
Right, exactly. So. That's pretty vertical. Doug, one of the things that you and I have been talking about, and we're going to talk next week. You've invited me over, and thank you, by the way, for inviting me over to visit with your North American employees next week. I'm going to be over in your headquarters. Thank you for that. I'm looking forward to our visit. And one of the things we're going to talk about with them is something you've been working on and something I've been talking on. We've been doing this side by in parallel universes now without realizing it, and that's the customer's experience. And I've been saying for a long time, Doug, that your product is important, the service is important, you got to have a competitive price, but the thing that's going to make people come back and buy from you the second time is going to be the experience they have with you. And you subscribe to that, don't you?
Yeah, those are the product, the service, the price, those are all table setters in today's economy. And again, setting the right expectations, delivering against those expectations consistently, that gets you in the door. And actually, if you do that well, all the time, you're probably heads and shoulders above most
right.
of your competitors.
Right.
The challenge for small business, we were just talking, as a business grows, the person who really has the most passion for the customer, for the business that they're in, is the owner. And often, as the business grows, they get out of being the head interface with customers.
Right.
And suddenly they hire salespeople and maybe service people. And two things can happen there. You mentioned policies. Can get,
yeah.
And they can, you know, the people you put out in the field have the ability to make the decisions that you made that were the right decisions on behalf of the customer when things went wrong, or are their hands tied? Are they not empowered? So that's something to look at. But equally, not having any policies in place can cause an opposite effect.
Mm-hmm.
If you just assume that salesperson you hired has a customer orientation, but you don't put any checks in place to ensure that the customer is getting a positive experience, they're not being oversold,
mm-hmm.
they're getting their service needs met, that's a common mistake that small businesses make. They walk away from that close interface with the customer, and so they're not sure, and often the experience can decay.
Well, you can't presume that an employee touching a customer has already understands your standards for dealing with customers. You have to train them to do those things, and you have to have policies that establish those standards. And that also, there's one other thing that's important in this excellent customer experience, and that's consistency. That's a big deal too, isn't it?
Well,
and the policies will help you with that, but there's a balance there, isn't it, Doug, where you can't let them get in the way.
No, and you can't over-engineer things as a small business, so part of it is empowering. But as well, the thing that most small business owners started with is passion for something they're doing. So really, just that love, that heart,
mm-hmm.
I enjoy doing this, I can't wait to be out there interacting with my customers. Well, then you hired people to work for you that may or may not have that same passion for what they're doing. They've got a job. And so, again, you have to make sure that you've got the right people that do have the right attitude, and then check up. Go out and talk to your customers and ask them, how are we doing? And little simple questions like, what are we doing well? What could we do better?
Mm-hmm.
What could we do different in a real honest setting so that you're getting real and honest feedback, not just your best customers, to ensure that your brand reputation, which is really what this is about, is being well served by the people you're putting out in front of your customers.
What you just said are so important to understand about where we're going in the future, Doug, the road we're headed down in this marketplace. You talked about brands and you talked about customers. Your customers are going to have more control over your brand message and your brand reputation in the future than ever before in the past. What do you think?
No question. Social media has changed the game. That it used to be, if there was a problem with the customer, that you could kind of quietly make that customer go away. And with social media today, that's no longer the case. It is so important today
mm-hmm.
to ensure that your company is doing the right thing, and especially, again, when things go wrong, to make sure that the story has an ending that is a happy one for the customer. So when they tell thousands, millions of people via social media that, in fact, that's a story that you can live with. And in order to consistently make sure that's happening, it is, again, about culture, it's about your people, it's about their attitude. And how often do we interface and interact with businesses where it's just an employee behind the counter or an employee in a truck, and they just don't care? And so building that into your culture, it is your brand. Ultimately, customer experience is simply the memory that your customer takes away from
mm-hmm,
your business.
Mm-hmm. Hold on to that thought, Doug. We come back. I want Doug to talk to us about it. Take this thing we've been talking about, this experience thing, and I want to incorporate the concept of ownership into this. And I'm going to get Doug to help us with that after these messages. It's 10 Till. Stay with us. We're back at 7 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the godfather of soul, bringing us back the late, great James Brown. Thanks for hanging out with me. We got our new friend Doug Meyer on the show, soon to be old friend. We're going to get Doug back another day. He's got a lot to teach us, folks. He's the chief customer officer at Sage. And we've been talking about the customer experience, the excellent customer experience, the program that he's developed and installing over it, and continuing to work with in their organization. He's teaching us about this. And Doug, one of the things that I said when we went to the break was the concept of ownership. And to me, when you talked earlier, we talked earlier about getting your employees trained, getting them to understand what you want them to do. I think, you know, we hear a lot about having the authority, not just the responsibility. I think I don't like the word authority, because if I'm the owner, I've got the authority. But I can convey ownership of a segment of my business, of a relationship with a customer. I can tell an employee, I want you to own that relationship. I want you to own this segment of our business. What do you think?
Absolutely. Ownership and accountability and again, giving the employees the empowerment. And that's one of the things we've been doing, is really working with our employees to ensure they have the ability to take ownership. And one of the phrases we use is, what if we all had the attitude of, it's not my fault, but it is my problem.
Right.
I didn't create this, but
right.
I'm here for you, customer. and we're going to solve this. And how refreshing is that sort of an attitude, given what we all experience in today's
absolutely
society?
Well, no question about it. And I'll tell you, it's you mentioned the problems that companies get into when they grow, and how you can lose that relationship with the customer. The way to solve that is to get your employees to own those relationships, because
no,
if you can extend policy, you can extend policies, but policies get in the way. But you can extend ownership, and ownership is fluid. Ownership changes as the situation requires, and that's what customers are looking for in the experience, isn't it?
Ownership and caring and empathy. Think about our own experiences today. So often we're disappointed. Our expectations are pretty low, and so as a business owner, consider the fact that, again, if you do a really good job of setting the right expectations with your customers, delivering against those expectations on a consistent basis with a product that works, service that works, pricing that's fair, and then with people that care and take ownership, wow, you've got a good formula going.
Well, and the thing is, Doug, every product breaks. Every attempt to deliver service isn't successful. Things happen. We all fall short of expectations from time to time. But if a customer has had the memory of an experience where we did the right thing, where we tried, and even if we failed, they give us a second chance.
Well, depending on how we recover, if we care, if we accept
right.
responsibility, if we're going to do the right thing by the customer, you know, and that's one of the things often. Your employee knows what the right thing is to do. The customer knows what the right thing is to do. And if that employee is not able to do the right thing on behalf of that customer, that's when things go bad. So talk to your people as well and find out, are there times when they feel like they're not able to do the right thing on behalf of your customer, and make sure that they have those tools.
Do you literally give them the ability to make those decisions to make it right? I think you do.
I think you do. Obviously, you have to have trust in employees that
right.
you've trained. But you know what? Mostly people want to do the right thing. And so if you get the right people in your business, you know, maybe one time they had to give away a little something that you didn't feel comfortable with, but probably they're just trying to do the right thing. So you coach them on the other side of an event.
That's when you say, what did we learn?
Exactly.
Not fuss at them or fire them, but ask them, what did we learn? That's redemption, Doug.
And why did we get in this situation in the first place? And let's prevent that from occurring.
Mm-hmm, exactly. Because maybe the thing that that the employee had to fix wasn't even, as you said earlier, really wasn't their fault.
Yeah.
Maybe it was just an unreasonable customer.
Well, that happens too. And, you know, there is the 1% or 2%, and you don't want to design your business around those. You want to try to make those as happy as you can, if part ways if necessary. Look, you know, maybe, customer, we can't meet your expectations.
But you know, Doug, a lot of times in my experience, those are the kind of customers that if you give them what they want, they wind up being customers for life.
Well, and more than that, they become just raving
advocates. Yeah, absolutely. Doug, give us the website, please, one more time.
It is www.sage.com or www.sagenorthamerica.com.
Will you come back another day?
I sure will.
We've enjoyed having you here, and I'm looking forward to being with you next week and with your employees.
Can't wait to have you.
Thank you, Doug. Doug Meyer, ladies and gentlemen, Chief Customer Officer at Sage. Do you have a customer officer? Find out. If you don't, you need to think about it. It works. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you that when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you've had a bad day. Greet it with a smile.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.